Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I am your host, Robert, and we are at our 150th episode. That's like slightly over 3 years. Because, you know, sometimes a week or two gets in the way. Look, the point is, it's now been three official, like, years worth of episodes. Yeah. And with me, I have...
Wait. Hold up. We're missing one.
Ah, yes. Unfortunately. Yeah, quick heads up. Unfortunately, our dear co-host Alex is unable to join us this week. He's dealing with a really bad fever at the moment.
Yeah. So yeah, it seems kind of, well, we'd be hyped up, except now that, well, we're 1 4-man short. But hey, we can still be, you know, we can do this shit. But yeah, we ain't with us. 100 episodes, 3 years of this shit. We've been 3 years of doing this, every, well, Monday or whatever day we're doing this shit. Just talking about the music coming out and whatever we, you know, got our, you know, our snarky takes on. What's popping?
Takes of various temperatures. And of course, obviously, we wish Alex a speedy recovery, and hopefully he will join us next week. But yes. Yeah, that's, we're at the 3 year mark, so, I mean, 3 year mark. Anyway, I suppose we should begin with whatever formalities there are. So, how's your week been going, man?
Well, let's see. It's been, well, mostly full of, rain. I mean, it's been raining here all week, and especially today, which, frankly, there ain't no storm yet. I know there's some tornadoes happening around other parts of the you know, southern United States, which we wish them, you know, Oklahoma's, and hope that they get a speed of recovery and all that shit. But yeah, it's been like a very gray week, like just. Well, not much went on. Just really everyday shit like work, which for this week I'm dragging along since I'm actually gonna be doing like maybe like a full like 6 days of doing that shit. I'm gonna be real tired that week. But hey, at least I get paid this week, thankfully.
Same. Yeah, it just kind of feels like one of those weeks, like, even for me, where everything just kind of seems like a vague haze. I vaguely remember playing video games, I think. I know I saw a movie, Ad Astra, which was good. I feel like you have to be in a specific mood to enjoy it. It's very slow-paced and a lot of philosophical musings and shit. But, you know, Brad Pitt was good in it, so there's that. But yeah.
Another thing called Astra that was good this year.
Yeah, but again, just one of those weeks where everything just kind of blurs together. But anyway, there's not much else to talk about there. So, as always, we just get right into the business as we have done 149 times up till now. As of course, we start off with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description so you can follow along with us. And we got a couple here that Mr. Mark can start us off on. So, take the floor, sir.
So remember Teams? Remember that Those Swim single that we covered with from Teams as in, you know, an artist known for being on the Brain Feeder label?
By the way, stick a pin in that. We might be revisiting that topic in a bit.
Yeah. So anyway, he had an album coming out this week called Annika. And he's been put out some tracks for like, you know, a while ago. He has a new one. The new one now called Black Dove, which features a singer from Saturn Archives, Brittany Parks. Which, I gotta say, it is a nice smooth blend of her singing, but that's what sounds very eloquently well. This is very smooth, well, electronic stuff. I feel like the vocalization that she brings here, where she tried out phrases like, I'm stupid, I'm foolish, I'm dumb, I'm young, I'm dancing, I'm flying, black dove, yeah, but this is very interesting hearing this.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to add, it's some good stuff.
Yep. Alright, next single, The Free Nationals. Y'all still like talking shit with the album, right? Y'all just releasing singles here and there, because you released about, before there's three so far, within a year.
It'll happen, like, it'll happen. Patience, I'm sure of this.
Alright. So anyway, they got a new single out, featuring, featuring the Jamaican reggae musician Chronix. Two X. And it's gonna be, and it's called Eternal Light. And let's see, if you listen to the if you listen to these singles as of now, you know what they sound like. They sound very smooth. It's chill, it's laid back. Is it because you know that this is something you would hear on as a pack track. Only it's that master pack, but still the shit sounds great. It sounds good. It is some good vibe music.
Yep. This
again. Yeah. Hopefully there'll be an album soon.
Yep. This is absolutely music that babies absolutely will be made to, and people will probably make love to while their babies cry for help in the background.
Oh damn!
look. Sometimes people just need to get busy, and there's no other good time for it. I don't make the rules. That's just how it is.
I know.
Anyway, moving on here to, whoopee, Marilyn Manson, a guy who's still around for some reason, because I guess he used to matter at one point. Let's just go through this. So apparently he's got, a new album he's prepping sometime down the line. Don't really know much about it, other than it's coming amidst a whole bunch of lineup changes and shit. But this one, we got a track here, this one being a cover of a country standard, arguably most famously associated with Johnny Cash, called God's Gonna Cut You Down. And, I mean, it sounds like Marilyn Manson doing country. The guitar's, acoustic, very twangy, plenty of stomp, claps, driving the actual rhythm. His vocal performance that varies between, that creepy low moan and that distorted, fuzzy, mid-high range wail, it's... Look, it's whatever. I'm not much of a Manson guy to begin with. I didn't grow up with this music all that much, outside of, knowing a couple of the big songs. So, I don't know. This just seems like it's there. I'm not even sure, the Manson diehards really give a shit anymore, but whatever. Anyway, let's move on to another Mark track here. This one being another one from the guys in Gangstar.
Yes, recently I had talked about a track driven them a few weeks back called Family Loyalty with J. Cole. Now it's they've announced they have a new album, One of the Best, coming November 1st, which will be nearly a decade. Well, it's almost, about 16 years since the last album they dropped, and about 9 years, almost a decade after Guru's death in 2010. The track here is called Bad Name, and it's mainly about how, and I will say it is, from the verses we got from Guru is, Beavis what up now, Chris getting shut down, the media wants something meaty, people are fucking greedy, music and culture is like a foreign language, people begging up, they said fake people from Spanglish, project, you handle the whole weight, ice those meals, why just swallow your whole plate, used to support your family off this, used to, they get my spin off this, I kind of been this something, this, like, it is recorded way back before. It's something that kind of stand the test of time. I'm just okay, this seems like shit that happened right now. Which, even from the course, which he says, we're the guy, a big pop still here. Some widows went as a cavalier. We know the game has changed. It's crazy out here. Rap's got a bad name. Think about it. What if bling never happened? And two artists for getting rich from rapping. We're the guy, some shall give. Let's leave the politics so real hip hop can live. Which. Okay. Like I said, the shit sounds kind of timely for somebody that passed away about almost 10 years ago. Well, nah, but yeah, this is one interesting track to hear from here, and again, it's good to hear, the late Guru on a track in here, and of course, you have that, that very signature DJ Premier hip hop sound, with the boom bap beat, scratches, all that shit. But yeah, this is a very tight track.
Yeah, I don't really have much to add. It's good shit. Anyway, moving on to our next track here. Once again, a reminder, November 8th, we are getting the Needle Drop compilation. from Mr. Antoine Fantoine, Yellow Flannel, Anthony Fantanthony, Calchuchesta, the Melon, the Dummy Thick Vegan Boy. Again, compilation benefiting the Immigrant Legal Resource Center with all of its profits. And this time around, it's one of the more gnarly and aggressive ones we've gotten. This one coming from the Noise Rock Act Street Sex, featuring, of course, none other than Lingua Ignota and Nick Sadler, guitarist of Daughters. You know, proud recipients of the Yellow Flannel treatment. The track is called 14 Frames, and yeah, you could tell right off the bat that this is that really grimy, aggressive, dark street sex shit with the loud bursts of synthetic thumping drums falling apart into a lot of crackling white noise with broken stuttering and those very gnarly vocal growls. Of course, the unmistakable, like, shimmering, creepy twang of Nick Sadler's guitar tone is all over this. Kind of feel like again, like metallic grinding against steel bars in a prison in that very creepy way as, like, you won't get what you want. And then, of course, there's this really unnerving break in the back half where Kristen Hader, you know, Lingua Ignota's vocals come over with, you know, that really creepy, ominous, operatic highs. With a lot of sonic scraping against the senses intermixing with just the general noisy vibes. It's, again, all the forces of darkness are uniting here in this one beautifully deranged track. It is, again, spicy shit, and, you know, who knows, maybe if I get paid this Friday, wait, I do get paid this Friday, I might have to, does he still have the orders for the vinyls of this? I have to know. This sounded like it's some good shit. I gotta know. Anyway. Moving on to the next track here. Oh, hey, look at that. This time it's Griselda. Again.
Griselda Top again.
All of Griselda. And
yes.
I think.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And this time it's, well, it's all three of them. And it's the first single off their, on the first album, under Shady Records, which is titled, What Would Changun Do? The release date? I don't know. They say it could be either maybe next month or somehow 2010. Either way, I'm interested in seeing what they're coming up. So the whole crew Griselda, they got a new track called Dr. Birds. And in case you're wondering, what the fuck's a Dr. Bird? It says a song titled refers to a Jamaican spot. They have a Jamaican spot that they know from in Buffalo, you know, which they're from. And of course, you know, they're talking about drugs, gang violence, all that shit. But it sounds interesting and better come from them. And as you know, all three rappers, West Side Gun, Conway the Machine, Benny the Butcher, they all sound dope. They sound some of that dope street shit that we keep hearing from them throughout most of this and last year. But yeah, like this is pretty much them at the most skill, at the most best. Like this is like yeah, I'm excited to hear more from Griselda and whenever the album comes out. And interesting to see how sounds under Shady Records. Now some nice words about Shady, but yeah.
Yeah. Don't really have much to add from there, and not really much to add to the next couple of tracks here, which are both from the same guy, because apparently Wiki is back. Again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Wiki. I thought about last time, at least a few weeks ago. But yeah, he has two new tracks. The first one he has is Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. Okay. Is he a giant now? Okay, so anyway, I will say this. He got this psychedelic trap beat, which I was on the one random. That sounds kind of like at first I was trying what the beat sounds like. But this beat sounds all right. It sounds all right. It's no Mad Lib, but the beat sounds cool. But the beat sounds cool. I will say we say Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. Your giant hair come for Puerto Rican rum. Okay. Anyway, this song is alright. Like, I listened to a couple of times. And I was like, it hits, but didn't hit the way the other, like, it didn't hit as X hit for me. I don't know. Like, it's still good. And as for the other joint, Smarty Jones, which he collaborates with R&B experimenter Cleo Reed. I will say that track is a little bit better because it got more glitchy on there, and I like some of the effects it has on it. Like Wicked Rapping is good. Like it was a rapper I can get with. Like both songs there, you know, I will say they're all good. There are some, you know, some very impressive songs. I still say maybe Below Eggs, maybe because I'm kind of biased like that because with Madlib. But yeah, these songs are quite good.
Right. Don't have much to add again. So time to move on to our next track here. So apparently, this is something that I'm only now finding out about. But Taylor Hawkins, drummer of the Foo Fighters, apparently has a solo act of some kind. Or at least his own band that I guess technically exists separate from the Foo Fighters. So they have released only two albums thus far. One in 2006, I believe. And their last one was in 2010. But apparently they're not going to close out the decade without releasing some new material. As they've announced, November 8th will see the release of their third album, Get the Money. And so to go along with this, we have the lead-off single here called Cross the Line, which of course features his Foo Fighters compatriot Dave Grohl and apparently John Davison, vocalist of the band Yes. I don't think the original vocalist, though. I think he might be the vocalist they have currently, because I know the original guy left. But anyway, the guy from Yes is here, and that's an important thing, although sadly there is no dank JoJo memeage here. Although it certainly does have some of those, like, 70s prog tendencies in there. Kind of sound like it's mashing up, of course, obviously, Foo Fighters, Yes, and even some Queens of the Stone Age, since Dave Grohl is known to associate with that particular circle of musicians. It's got that driving kind of hard rock chorus, that slow, steady building verse, that really ballady bridge that has all those synths and keys that, again, is reminiscent of 70s prog. It's an okay song. It is what it is. It's not necessarily bad. I just don't really have much to say about it necessarily. But again, we'll probably have to wait until November 8th. Well, I mean, definitely have to wait until November 8th. Although the thing is, I don't know if I'll listen to it directly there that weekend. I'm just rambling at this point. So anyway, time to move on to our last couple of tracks here. Again, another twofer from the same artist, this time from Mr. Beck. He's announced that November 22nd will see the release of his latest studio album, Hyperspace, and we have a pair of tracks here to accompany that announcement. Well, okay, technically tracks, but I think one of them is like an interlude that technically builds to the other actual song. So what we have here are the tracks Hyperlife and Uneventful Days. The first one, Hyperlife, being pretty much what I said was kind of like an interlude or a lead-in, coded in plenty of reverb and, you know, spacey, synthy, almost kind of Comptrues-esque ambience to it. It's just a minute and a half, so, you know, it leads in decently, I guess, to the actual song Uneventful Days, which continues the ambience but actually has more musical elements at play. There's kind of like this buzzy synth playing underneath, kind of like a Sega Genesis soundtrack, like Echo the Dolphin. Carries, you know, the motifs of the previous track into it as well, but it just kind of repeats like that particular like buzzing synthy rhythm with the vocals kind of floating slowly, coated again in that reverb over top everything, with some occasional passages where like the vocals are either much more rapid or have more layers of singing to them. It's again, I'm just assuming this is like what Beck does nowadays, weird like ambient pseudo pop shit, like, you know, Far Cry from the 90s, I've never really kept up with Beck that much, so I wouldn't know, but it's okay, I suppose. Again, I'm probably not going to be inclined to check this one out. I mean, unless I decide to actually deep dive into Beck sometime soon, which who knows when that'll be. Yeah,
yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, that basically covers all the new song discussion, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have some news topics, so don't touch the dial. There's no dials here. I mean, unless you're listening in a car or something, but it don't touch. Oh man, they already touched it.
And nice going.
We're back. Now, I understand that looking at the state of things, just the world, everything's going to hell, so many things are metaphorically and literally on fire, Have you seen what's going on in Chile lately? Fucking just insane. And I know things seem dark and scary, but if you feel that way, I just feel the need to remind you that Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 has an unhealthy obsession with aliens that apparently has multiple resources at his disposal to investigate alien phenomenon. So that's right.
Oh, this shit again.
The world is tragic, terrifying, but also incredibly stupid. Now, I don't know if we didn't mention this. I don't think we mentioned this, but a while back, his To the Stars Academy and all the research he had been pouring into it had managed to somehow get the U.S. Navy to admit that an unidentified object caught on video was apparently not just a weather balloon. Possibly hinting that... I'm sorry, are we actually going to have to find out that Tom DeLonge might actually be right about alien life in the world? I swear to fucking God.
Newsflash, this is the movie from Blink 182 said aliens are real. That's...
I can't even make a joke out of that. We live in the weirdest timeline. I might as well just throw on a goatee right now and call myself Spock. But anyway, we are not done with the alien business yet. No, no, no. Apparently, the U.S. Army Combat Capabilities Development Command is very interested in To the Stars Academy's technology research. To quote directly, they're looking at making strides in how, quote, material science, space-time metric engineering, quantum physics, beamed energy propulsion, and active camouflage have the potential to enhance survivability and effectiveness of multiple army systems. Although, how much you want to bet they're not going to look at that technology and make something cool like the omnidirectional mobility gears. Bastards. I just want to live Attack on Titan in real life. I don't think that's too much to ask for. But, yeah, so... They're looking at whatever technological research that Tom DeLonge has been looking into for his alien shit for, of course, military applications, because they only give a shit about science as long as they can bomb the shit out of people with it. Our freaking military. But, anyway, of course, I mean, the guys at To the Stars Academy are hoping that there's not just war machines involved. Specifically, to quote TTSA's COO and Aerospace Division Director Steve Justice... Oh my god, is that really the dude's name?
Steve Justice?
This sounds like a character in a Cartoon Network show. No, 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 scratch that. This sounds like a character in a fictional TV show that would exist inside a Cartoon Network show.
Steve Justice.
This is like probably something they watch in like Wee Bear Bears. Steve Justice.
Probably.
The sequel to Crowbar Jones. But anyway, Steve says that the cooperative research agreement, quote, is necessary to advance the state of the art in both our near and long-term technology areas of study. While the Army has specific military performance interests in the research, much of the work is expected to have dual-use application in support of TTSA's path to commercialization and public benefit mission. I'm sorry, I can't read this anymore. This is just getting so weird. Why is this the reality that we live in? Why? Why?
I'm fucking stumped.
The simulation is glitching. I don't know what to think, feel, or believe anymore. But let's move on to something that's at least a bit more grounded. So, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course, it's around that time where they get around to announcing the long list of nominees for the class of 2020. So, here is the list of nominees as presented. And, let me just double check here. Oh, here we are. So, first off, your nominees here. So, Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, Depeche Mode, The Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest, Kraftwerk, MC5, Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Todd Rundgren, Soundgarden, T-Rex, and Thin Lizzy.
Okay, so, wait, did we have to put Rufus featuring? Yeah, they can't put Rufus and Chaka Khan, they gotta put Rufus featured, like, today the video is like, you can put and, or, okay, I guess they like, same Rufus featured Chaka Khan, but...
Maybe it was, like, a typo or something, I don't know. Maybe some intern was like, man, who fucking cares? What the fuck is a Shaka Khan anyway, bastards?
Yeah. People know who Shaka Khan is. People know who Shaka Khan is. Who?
Again, bored intern.
What about Rufus? Okay, that's true. Yeah, that's more of an intern thing, but yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I get it, but yeah.
Anyway, just some additional notes to accompany this announcement. Some of the artists who became eligible for the first time but didn't get nominated: Oasis, thank the gods, let's keep it that way. Weezer, I never get this name right.
Aaliyah.
Why do I always want to say Aaliyah? God damn it. Daft Punk, Elliot Smith, Sleater-Kinney, and Wilco. And apparently the eligibility period is 25 years after your first commercial record. I never knew that. And then, of course, there's nominees who didn't make the cut this year, such as Rage Against the Machine, Kate Bush, The Replacements, Bad Brains, The Smiths, Eric B. and Rakim, Jane's Addiction, John Prine, Eurythmics, LL Cool J, and Graham Parsons. Also, apparently, this is the last year that Rolling Stone co-founder Jan Wenner will be leaving as the chairman of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Specifically, he's leaving on January 1st, 2020, working as one of the co-founders in 1986. So, I mean, yeah, we'll have to revisit this, I guess, once the actual inductees are nominated. But whatever, this is like old dinosaur business. Now we gotta get to, we gotta move on from that to the real hotness here. See,
yep.
We promised this, of course, a while back, I think. Did we say it on the podcast episode directly, or did we mention it behind the scenes? Well, either way, it's not...
I think we mentioned it on the album Roundup.
Possibly. But either way, now is the time to deal with our little 150th episode special thing. So, yeah, time for us to look back at this past year or so of Adult Swim singles and round out our top whatever picks of the, I believe, 52 songs available. Because that's a lot of songs, and of course, when you put that much stuff out, some of it is pretty damn great. Some of it might be okay, but still, a lot of it was pretty damn great.
Yeah.
And I will, of course, leave things to Mark to actually start us off here. So, you want to take over from here?
Yes, I will. So, for me personally this year, for the Dosing of Singles list, I will say that personally for me, it's a slight more change as, most of my list will contain most hip-hop songs, even though looking at my list of what I picked, probably mainly out of the 20, out of my top 20, maybe 4 or 5 are hip-hop related. Like,
wow.
Most of it just took over by mostly electronic and other genres, like maybe electronic or all popper, like other fucking genres that, you know, that aren't hip hop, or at least, well, maybe hip hop later, but yeah, that's, I guess it's like, there is, like, it was like, yeah, it is a nice, you know, a nice blend of variety this of that year, but yeah. Now, I'm gonna keep this short and sweet because I don't want to be too long. So, I'm going to get the homage out the way. Let's see. Had Tibbs with Mirror Memory, which, okay, good song. Rival Consoles, Them Is Us, Negative Gemini, Difficult Hair, Iconica Resurrection Machine. I got terrible handwriting.
Whoops.
As your sworn, Empire Grave. I hope I'm saying that right. Let's see, Ori Plumi, Transparent, and Akutriye Sinistral Synodal.
Autiker.
Damn. I heard you say that. I didn't even a long while. Yeah, I'm making this as not as long as possible. Not as long as that. I want to get my point straight across. But yeah, let's get to the top 20. First up, number 20, we have Gavin Rayner Rossum featuring Casey Ortiz with Heaven's Highways. This track got some like a bit of that, you know, a bit of hip hop with some LGBTQ flavor in it, for the episode of Casey Ortiz, and okay, and I was really digging the fuck out of this, and I didn't know, like, and that the main artist was from the group LCD Sound System, which, okay, I'm, because I sort of do dig that group and their music, which, all right, and I do like the production of it, which, right, it's some good shit. I really like that. Number 19, we have more Mother and Zorno on the Range. Now even though I'm not really familiar with most more Mother, or at least because I know it's more of a electronic rap blend, I think, because I remember, like, I know there's rapping in there, which, all right, I did find that track pretty good. Like, I did like a little production on that shit, but yeah, it's just pretty good. Number 18, we have Jalen with No Name.
Ah.
Jalen returns to bring us that footwork goodness. And there's some footwork goodness we got over here. And yeah, it's just great. Number 17, we have Dark Zero, City of Tears. And for this track, I will say this has some Blade Runner feels to it. Like, this is my picture over here in the Blade Runner anime, which since you know we got the Blade Runner anime coming up, I mean we don't know when it's gonna air, but hopefully if someone make a promo of that, they might use something like this. Which, yeah, this has very, very futuristic electronic music that would fit right well to an action scene. But yeah, this is pretty good. Liking this. Number 16, we have Chester Watson with Cloud Mask. Again, this is like, you know, like, I did, like, once get this track before, like, I felt like, it took me a while to warm up to it, but yeah, this track was pretty hitting. Like, I did, like, its delivery, the production was so kind of weird and shit, which, like, I was having to, but yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good. I was definitely getting into this very weird-ass track. Number 15, we have, let's see, Youth Team with Glisten. Mm. Yeah, another interesting, weird electronic sound, which again took me a while to get into, but they brought it. Like, yeah, this is some good shit. Number 14, we have Naughty over Popo. A very more, you know, like Middle Eastern sounding track, which does got that, I want to say, okay, we're not flute, but more like a more that weird snake charmer sound that, you know that does work from time to time. Like, yeah, this is a very mesmerizing track with this. Number 13, we have Hatchie with Adored. And, well, this track is, well, wouldn't even apply. It's a very adorable pop song, which I like, which I really dig into Hatchie's vocals. And yeah, it sounds pretty sweet. Like, Grace is here, like, I'm really liking this. I'm really liking this track from her. It's kind of heartwarming. But yeah, it's pretty good. Number 12. Pascatender. We got Dawn, the Dreamer.
Ah, always good to have Dawn.
Yes, it's always great to have Dawn on there, and having her in this and her album this year. Like I said, this is very good. Like, it's like a good inspirational track, because I feel like this, if it is pretty, you know, inspirational. Something you hear on an inspirational song, like, which is, you know, something that's not generic, but yeah, it's still pretty good. It was pretty good, but yeah, it's fucking awesome. Number 11, we have White Oak with Evergreen. And four on the industrial singles list, like, I think way back in the 2010, I think. It's been a long time, but yeah, I'm somebody who's quite partial to their, you know, to that alt rock sound, which we'll see what y'all can bring. But yeah, the truck is pretty choice. And now we're to the top 10. Top 10. We got number 10, we have Chris Crack with Iceberg Dolly.
Ah.
Yeah, now this truck really got me banging. This was banging for me from beginning to end, because I like the way, I love what this dude spits out his lyrics. Like, I like the way he describes somebody as tape, like, man, I take those ass cheeks. I really did that track, but the dude got it. Speaking of a dude that got it, number 9, you know, it's our favorite IDK with Electric. And do we need to say more about IDK? What we said already? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, we can always say more.
Yes, we could. Yeah, we could, but yeah, you could, but I gotta say, the dude was on point, the beat is banging. Yeah, I think they have a second reference in there, but IDK continues to impress everyone in here. Number 8, we have Clams Casino and Plutail Nash. So with a 2, which I still don't get, with Gravity. Yes, now, last time I put a Cramp song way up high, maybe because of Ghost Mane, this one's more instrumental, but I did, while I'm slightly mad that it wasn't, like, he did with Ghost Mane, this is a nice instrumental, like, you know, get a very laid back, very chill, which, you know, very, you know, much like we always do with Cloud Rap, but yeah, this is pretty good. Number 7, we have Come Truth for Context.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it goes to me the fact that, again, like, a couple years back, I was sort of mad on Tom Cruise, Come Truth's last album, I was mad on that, but this year, even though I thought the album was, this year, he thought, the album he what which is on there, which I thought was, you know, an upgrade, I still think this track does really help me more, is it has got me more and more, you know, into it. But yeah, this is a very much needed upgrade that I think he needed, or at least something that I think was, you know, that I think that, you know, needed to be something that, you know, as he pushed more, push more different sounds with. But yeah, number 6 is Jay Song with simple, oh god, simple. Again, apologies for my crappy handwriting, but yeah, this track, again, got that very laid back sound, which I was just getting into a lot, like with this, like it has that chill, it's like that chill sound, like you're on an island, you just relaxing, just sit on a hammock, tied to 2 trees, hoping you don't fall or get hit by a coconut. But yeah, this is pretty vibe, pretty chill, pretty chill. But yeah, this is all good. Now to the top 5. Number 5, and you've always been number 1, but it's not. It's Freddie Gibbs and Madlib feature Oh No with The Next Day.
Wow.
Yeah, you shocked, are you? But yeah, once again, I continue to love Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, and we'll say, what was it with this beat? It does sound like something I would hear from Pinata rather than Bandana, because like this is more something like something from that era. But yeah, this song sounds pretty great. Gibbs sounds great. That sounds great, and hope. And Oh No, who sounds also great as well. Like this definitely, like, I think. Well, you know, the top rap song from me from that compilation. And yeah, in case you're wondering, that's the last rap track I'm gonna say here, because the rest are either alternative something, electronic, or any other genre. But yeah, let's go with that. Number 4. We have Victoria's Secret on the line, And you get that Victoria's Secret is really Lord Raja.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, like, I never thought this, when I heard it was Lord Raja, I felt like, wow, this sounds like, wow, this is really Lord Raja. This is, like, I'm gonna kick, because I'm really loving a lot of, like, 80s sounding alternative rock, I was like, I'm really getting into a lot of that music lately, like the very 80s aesthetic, the aesthetic sound, which I'm sort of getting into a lot. But yeah, this has missed that very greatly. And I was digging this as soon as I heard it, like, oh man, this is so good. Like, this is really great. Number 3, The Sound of Ceres with Star Shroud.
Ah.
When I heard it for the first time, I was very immersed in this very dream, like, I want to say dream pop, but it's more like very dark, like dark dream pop, or more like very, well, I want to say it's pop, but I don't know. It's something that land, like maybe, you know, with the singing, the sounds, which I'm like, I really get, getting into it. Like, wow, like this, or there was some out of a, like a sci-fi odyssey or some shit. Like, yeah, like, this song really got me on a creative mind going on. Number 2. It is Nene Cherry with Natural Skin Deep.
Ah.
And let me tell you, this song is funky, it's groovy. It has that R&B sound. It has that future R&B trip-hop sound, which I do that with trip-hop now and then. But yeah, this is very like danceable funky shit, and I just love it for every second the song play. Like, this is definitely a favorite song. It ain't number one though, but yeah, it's very funky and groovy. Hmm. And you know what? Now at number one, do you know what it is? Because I know you know what it is.
Look, honestly, I was guessing Freddie Gibbs. I don't know what could possibly be number one at this point.
Let's see. Let me take this. Let's see. This screwdriver. This very tool. This something tool is on fire. Number one is Fire Tools with Check Ben.
Oh yeah, I was wondering when that was gonna come up.
Yes, this. I've got to say, like, when I first heard this song, yes, I was immediately falling with this. I have listened to this all the fucking time. Like, when I heard this song play for the first time, this had to be, I want to wake up to this. I want to walk this. I want to drown this. This is a song that basically said that, wow, I really like this song. And given that, most of us spoke to the actual artist, well, get an interview and listen to her album. I really like her music. Just really speaks to me. Like, it's your music. It's like your music. Like, I've got all, like, all the sounds of electronic vaporwave. It just makes me listen to it all over. Just will get immersed in the sound all over again. Like, as I said, around her album this year. Like, this is practically one of my top 10 albums of the year, and this song has definitely helped me get more of her music, and I just really dug her sound. Like, man, it just really got me more in my creative mode than ever before. So yes, as you can see, Check Ben by Fire Tools is my number one Adult Swim single of 2018 to 2019.
Very well said. Now I suppose it's time for me to dive into my own top 20, although absent honorable mentions, because, you know, there's plenty that can be said, but we should dive right into the thing. Now, naturally, as you can expect, a lot of mine veer towards the metal side of things, because that's me. I'm a metal boy. But there's also some electronic stuff in there as well, starting right with number 20, Kelly Lee Owens' Let It Go. not the Frozen song. This kind of the opposite of the Frozen song. You know, being this very dark, ominous, repetitive, thumping electronic jam with the thuds of the synths and that triplet rhythm carrying the bulk of the song. Pretty much not much to say other than it's the perfect kind of electronic jam to just throw on and vibe if that is your kick. Number 19, the other Kelly on the list, Kelly Moran, Love Birds, Night Birds, Devil Birds. Being this incredibly weird, dense sound collage of, like, bells, all kinds of pitched percussion, and just this general kind of antiquated clock ticking all at once, like, the inside of every antique store just all colliding together into this droning sound collage pastiche of just the generally creepy mood. Number 18. Seer, Children of the Dying Light. At 9 minutes, it's a pretty lengthy, foreboding black metal affair with lots of blast beats, these melodic drifting vocals, those throaty growls, tremolo leads, even a thrashy middle part in there. It's an incredibly dynamic song overall with a lot of songwriting complexity that thankfully managed to avoid, like, the mundanities that make a lot of black metal insufferable to someone like myself. Number 17. Jaylin, No Name. It's more awesome Jaylin footwork with all kinds of crazy rhythms and shit. What more needs to be said? Listen to it. And listen to more Jaylin, because you're sleeping on Jaylin. We know it. Number 16. Autoker, Sinistrail Sentinel. Ah, why do I find such peace with lengthy, droning, buzzing, harsh industrial ambiance that's very mechanical in its composition throughout? Being all creepy as shit. I don't know why. This just brings peace to my soul. And is going to force me to have to find time to listen to Autoker at some point. Number 15. Nina Cherry, Natural Skin Deep. One of the more eclectically produced R&B tracks I've heard in a while, with a lot of really strange, excessive percussion, usage of bells, hi-hats, marimbas, all of that. A lot of real kind of Afro-futurist stuff going on, and of course Nina sounds fucking great on the vocals, so yeah, props. Number 14. Obituary, A Dying World. It's that driving, grooving-ass death metal style that we've all come to know and love from one of the pioneers of the death metal genre. Nothing more needs to be said, it just grooves and swings and throws its weight around like a goddamn beast of a song. Speaking of beasts of a song, number 13, High on Fire, Spewed from the Earth. Again, this one is just rock-hard, graveling, thrashing grooves all over the place that just feels as hard as the earth itself, just... Number 12, Bjarke, Bacteria Ben. It's this really bizarre as fuck electronic glitchy kind of sound collage sort of thing that, when you consider everything from the weird alien sound effects, the glitch synths, and all kinds of weird vocal samples, it almost sounds like a more industrialized version of like Elijah Crampton. It's legit. Number 11, Noisem, Sinrash. The shortest song here, it's literally like a minute and a half, but, you know, it makes those seconds count. Short, sweet, furious grind with tons of D-beats, grinding tremolo guitar riffs, rapid tempos, super gnarly vocals. It's the heavy shit that hits over and over again. That's what it does, boy. Number 10. Azer Swan, Empire Grave. What an incredibly moody song this is. This mix of, like, this minimal four-on-the-floor kick drum, these very witchy, ominous vocals, repeating lyrics like Watching the Liars Burn, which is just damn creepy the way they perform it, the swelling and sort of, subsiding crescendo, decrescendo, buzzy synths, and this kind of dingy bass line that's almost on par with, like, 90s grunge jams. It's an incredibly moody piece, and the best kind of moody, in fact. Number 9. Dark Zero, City of Tears. Yep, this is another fucking banger-ass techno trance jam from Dark Zero with those thumping kicks, skittering synths, and all kinds of saturated synth melodies. It's just a fucking catchy-ass futuristic banger of a tune. Number 8. More Mother X Zonal, On the Range. One of a handful of compilations that these two projects have put out in the lead-up to that actual Zonal album, and I think possibly also a More Mother album, I think that's coming out soon. Next month, I think. But yeah, this one emphasizes these really hazy, creepy industrial production, courtesy of one of the halves of Zonal, that being Justin K. Broderick of Godflesh fame, one of the icons of industrial music, along with Moore Mother's brooding, menacing vocal delivery, making for an incredibly just ominous, foreboding tune overall. Number 7. Health. Feel Nothing. Yep, this is some good, healthy health shit with that signature mix of industrial chugging guitars and synthetic drum rhythms, creating a kind of gritty atmosphere, playing off the airy effects-driven vocals and the synths creating this melancholic, moody vibe. It's a good song and off of a pretty damn good album. Seriously, Volume 4 is damn good, so yeah, that's some good shit. Number 6. Integrity. All Death Is Mine. A pretty gnarly-as-fuck metallic hardcore banger from one of the long-standing pillars of that genre, one that owes a heavy debt to 80s metal in the vein of, like, Judas Priest and Iron Maiden. Mixing that with, you know, that more hardcore vibe from, like, the modern era, and seriously, the gravel of those vocals, holy shit. Now to the top 5. Number 5. Inter Arma, Stillness. As one of the handful of previews we got of the incredible album Sulfur English, this song still holds up as a damn solid representation of the band's more somber side. With a heavy amount of creepy, haunting organs and acoustic guitars, these drifting, melancholic, clean vocals that soar above everything, that builds and builds across the span of 9 minutes, eventually swelling into more of the band coming in with that melancholic, doomy friggin' vibe. Again, a great lead-in to an equally great album. Number 4. Gate Creeper. Anxiety. Now, we'll probably have to talk about Gate Creeper again once we get to the next album roundup, but for now we shall say this one definitely keeps up the streak of them as one of the most exciting bands in the current death metal scene. They bring some absolutely massive, saturated sounds in their riffs and their playing. The production is killer. Just everything about the music is really cutting, heavy, and monstrous like a goddamn beast. A beast, I say. And number 3, from the band that took home the distinction of the number 1 album of 2018, according to me, The Armed, featuring Frank Turner. Actually, now I think about it, this might actually be the shortest song on the list compared to that noisome one, and probably one of the best troll moves that we've gotten in all of music this year. A song that only features Frank Turner unofficially, based on an old sample that he never really used, that they just took, worked into a song, and then released with album art that featured Frank Carter, just to piss everyone off. But as I've said before, with how short and gnarly this is, with its rapid, chaotic rhythms, its deranged vocal performances, and just general weird experimental hardcore punk, you know, vibe, how could you not, like, just go with it? Like, the song bangs, so who cares if they're trolling motherfuckers that... Shit, I don't even listen to Frank Turner or Carter, so who cares? Number 2. Fire Tools. Check Being.
Ooh.
Only number 2, you might say, but again, this is crawling ahead like 18 other songs, with good reason, because it remains one of the most uniquely, like, written things I've heard in a long-ass time, being this bizarre but engaging mix of vaporwave kind of hypnagogic production with screamo and metal tendencies coming together into this just insane package that signaled that one of the best albums of 2019. Again, I might have to agree with you there as far as top 10. Seriously, just that this is some out of the box insane shit, and everybody who's sleeping on Fire Tools needs to not be sleeping on Fire Tools, you bastards.
Exactly.
Now, what could possibly be number 1? What could be the number 1 song? Probably the one that I listen to the most out of all of these. Oh hey, look at that. It's we're about to destroy some pigs. It's Pig Destroyer with Cameraman.
Ooh.
Just this is so good. For anyone who is complaining that the last album, Headcage, which for the record I put in my top albums of 2018, was too off the mark and too much of a stylistic change from where they've been before. Pig Destroyer invites you to eat a fat fucking dick and showing that they can still fucking bring the grind when necessary. This is just wall-to-wall, gnarly, furious grooves, pounding blasts, gravelly, full-throated grit with those fucking insane pummeling blast beats and just the general saturated production of anything. It is a furious sonic onslaught of grind. And seriously, like, this is, it's only exclusive to here, by the way. You can't even stream the song on Spotify, so you need to go to adultsim.com/singles and listen to this single. It well makes it worth your while. And seriously, Pig Destroyer, great as always. And I say this as someone who loved Headcage. Seriously, I don't get what you people want about that album. Was great. Hush. But, yes, that wraps up the countdown for another incredible and offbeat and unique year of singles. So now we are going to, of course, sit in anxiousness as we await when 2020 to 2021 happens, assuming they start in 2020 and don't just, like, start, I don't know, last week of December or something. That could always happen. But now we move on to the last bit of business we have to take care of here, and that is the new album releases for October 25th, 2019. As previously mentioned, we have that new Teebs album, Annika. There's the new Alcest album, Spiritual Instinct. We got a new project from Botanist with Ecosystem. There's a new Hour of Penance album called Misotheism. The anticipated new Ginger album, Macro. The new Leprous album, Pitfalls. There's a new Mayhem project called Damon, a new Norma Jean album, All Hail. There's the new Fit for an Autopsy album, The Sea of Tragic Beasts, a new Rings of Saturn project called Giddim, the new Sun O album, their second this year, Pyroclasts, the new full length from Zonal with Wrecked. See how it came out together? A new project from Amon Tobin with Long Stories. A new Ringo Starr project called What's My Name? It's Ringo Starr. It says it right there. There's a new James Blunt project, Once Upon a Mind. And bet, that's the only way you could respond to this, apparently that new Kanye West album, Jesus is King, is coming out this Friday. Again, bet, I'll believe it when I see it. Now, that basically about does it for all of that. Now to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Mark, where can they find you on the internet?
Of course, I'm on Twitter at MacTavenMedia, where I'm avoiding all those damn hot takes on whether your favorite movie is like Marvel movies or not. Seriously, stop asking people that question. Just gets all sorts of fucking nerds all angry and hot for nothing. And I mean that from both sides, both Marvel nerds and from these assholes. I'm just saying. And also on my site, the Mountain High One and MountainHighOne.wordpress.com, where of course that, you know, Cause it is finishing this run both this week and of course the next week you should get what I had to call the Mac Cut. You know, unlike I said, the cut, it exists.
Friggin' nerds.
Yeah.
Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Curious Cat at Rob Barracuda. Email me, robert@surrealresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video highlights usually go up by the weekend on our official YouTube channel, so subscribe and hit the bell tab so you're always notified when stuff goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @SuroRezo, like us on Facebook, visit the website SuroResolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that good stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord chat for shitposting memes and occasional vaguely insightful discussions. That happens sometimes. And of course, a shout out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for his podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. Well, that does it for episode 150. We'll, of course, see you next week, hopefully with the full crew here. So until then, here's to another 150 episodes, where I'll be, like, almost 30, I think, by the time that happens.
I'll be 30 when it happens. Oh, shit.